anything, I noticed you have a considerably less amount of people underneath your tent this weekend than usual.
Yes, yes. We have kept it down to a reasonable amount here after A1.
That was ridiculous.
I literally left. I kept like trying to get it in check, and then I literally just said, okay, I got to leave.
I'm going to freak out. Like just massive,
I would say somewhere between Woodstock and what was that party up in this Bay Area where the Hells Angels killed people and like overthrew everything?
No, I don't know that one.
Anyway.
So, hey, you have to be happy with your season so far?
Yeah, I am. I mean, to be honest with you, going back to preseason, the three guys we were looking at getting. Our original plan, you know, was the two Moss brothers. And then when Jake kind of fell apart, was looking like he was going to Factory Suzuki, we were thinking, okay, Matt Moss and Morris. And then Morris went to Canada, and then Matt ended up, you know, however it went down. So really we were kind of like scratching our heads going, okay. Really late into the season, we had to kind of start over and go, okay, who can we get here? And the thing with Will was we didn't get to see him ride much last year, really. He did East Coast Supercross. He was hurt and didn't do some of the rounds of the Nationals we were at. So, you know, we looked at his results on paper, but that only tells you so much of the story, you know. And it's worked out really, really well. You know, we had Cole on our list of short list of guys, too, but it was really Wardy that kind of pushed that one and said, you know what? Yeah, I mean, he was on our list of guys. We had about
Wardy's house or something.
No,
working with a garden crew.
We had about four guys that we were once we had Will signed that were going to be our second guy, and actually, one of them was Teddy Mayer, and if he had not got hurt, he might have been here. But
Canadian
guy. Well, no, he's not Canadian.
No, Canadian champion.
Yes. So anyway. Yeah, Wardy just, his kids grew up with Cole, and or their buddies, and Wardy spent a bunch of time around him and just said, you know, I really seen this kid ride at practice. He's fast. I think he's got the speed. He's a good kid. Let's give him a chance.
But he's exceeded your expectations, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody's, you know. You know, you never know. Like, you can watch a kid go fast on a practice track. That doesn't mean they're going to do, you know, go 6.55 here at the last three rounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty gnarly for a sophomore kid. So, who kind of came out of nowhere, really, you know. So, he was, fortunately, he did what he did last year on no fitness. Like, zero fitness, no direction. Bikes were okay, I think. I don't know exactly. I didn't ride them, but he's happy with these bikes.
Yeah.
Just he's doing great. He's awesome because he totally listens. He's not kind of a know-it-all kid. Yeah. I mean, if I say, hey, try this, he goes right out and he tries it.
And you start throwing down San Jose.
I say, look, you know, here's the way I did it when I won Anaheim the second time. Same thing I tell all my riders at Anaheim. But, no, he will listen. It's really good. Even if it doesn't work, if I go, hey, you know, try jumping through this set of whoops. You know, it looks like they're kind of getting chopped down or something.
Right.
He will. Other riders, I've had other riders that won't do that.
Right.
And it, you know.
Now, what's this about a jean sponsorship he's got? He's got some nice jeans.
Yeah, his agent is like, how do I want to go about this?
This is being recorded.
This is being recorded.
Yeah. Jerry Maguire? Or Jerry Maguire is Jay Moore. The Jay Moore and Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I don't know. His agent knows people. I just did air quotes right there.
Yeah.
In Hollywood. And he knows someone at Rockin' Republic, got him some jeans, knows a guy from a water company called Real Water. They're now supplying us with water.
Oh, yeah. So you don't just
there's something else. Oh, Under Armour. He's got a contact there, which has actually been great. Both the guys are using their stuff, love it.
Yeah.
We're trying to kind of foster that relationship into something bigger with.
So he's bringing results and water and protection.
Water, underwear, and the jeans haven't come to fruition yet.
Okay, yeah.
I see him with jeans, but I don't have any new jeans. I tell you what, you get me some free jeans, I'll start pumping that up too.
Right.
Hopefully he can bring something good. He talks a lot like he's going to, so we'll see. Hopefully right. something
what
comes
What is out. It about, like, I mean, it's more than you, but last year you had fill-in riders. No offense, it's more than you. Last year you had fill-in riders and you exceeded your expectations. This year, the same thing, like you said, not the original choices, yet everybody would say that these two guys have been the surprises of the class. What is it about the team? And, or is it just all
it's
you?
Everything.
It's
everything. I would like to say it's all me, and I am magic, but that's not the case. I think it's just a really good combination, you know.
You're like Doug Henning.
I don't know who Doug Henning is at all.
The magician with the long hair and the big beard.
Yeah, no.
In the 80s?
Nope. No? Okay. Nothing. Right. Copperfield. That's kind
of
gay.
Henning was
That's
more
Vegas.
Stereotypical of the
okay.
nutball carnival.
Merlin?
Merlin, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But
no, what the thing was, you know, like, I think that...
Because also, too, before I sort of interrupt you, your budget isn't where... the other guys are.
No, it's definitely smaller right now. We got to work our way up. Right. Here's the thing. Like, when this team first switched to Supercross, they struggled bad. You know, they had Graysick and Gosler and Keeney, and I think their best finish was an eighth in the mud, and they had nights where they didn't have anyone in the main. I mean, they struggled. And I think, not saying I'm the magic piece here, but they needed someone that understood the sport. You know, these guys all, at the time, all came from road racing backgrounds. Matt, who's our head mechanic, was an old road racer. So he's great at engine development, watching a bike, understanding how a chassis works. He's really, really good. And but I feel like they need it, especially when you're a team that's got young kids. You need someone that knows what they should and shouldn't be doing, yeah. can watch the track.
Ride.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. can be able to say, hey, this is how this section's going to work. You're going to need to do this. Don't do this. Blah, blah, blah. And I think just... it's a lot of things. One, we have really good bikes. Matt and the guys are really, really good at taking what Mitch gives us and then really fine-tuning it and making the guys happy with them, fitting them to them, and just flat making these things work good. They're good bikes, and you can watch them and see that.
Yeah, no, they are.
We also, the gear is comfortable. We have great, you know.
The gear is comfortable?
Well, I swear, if you have gloves that suck, if your boots aren't comfortable, if you don't like your goggles, all that stuff adds up to a rider. It really does.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, go ask Timmy about boots. There.
Okay. All right.
All right, now shut up and stop looking at me weird. We have Alpine Star. We have Oakley. You know, we have really good sponsors and gear. It just, everything's comfortable. Everybody likes everything that they have. You know, they feel good about the whole thing. And we have fun, but we're very serious about it at the same time. It's just a good atmosphere here. And I think guys thrive.
Yeah, so, I mean.
But, I mean. And
combination of atmosphere and equipment, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And guidance. I mean, this week McGrath came out and worked with Will on his starts.
Yeah.
I mean, and they made a lot of progress. And I mean, I'm anxious to see how it goes tonight because I kind of gave him my two cents on what we should do. Jeremy changed that a little bit, which I thought was funny because Jeremy taught me how to do starts in '94, and I've never changed them since.
Yeah,
I do them exactly the same way he taught me, and now Jeremy taught him something a little different. But
so the would you say the fun factor is a lot like Mitch when you rode there in '95? A lot of fun.
Are you serious? Oh,
no.
Okay, good. No, Mitch was, you know, he tries to kind of...
He's way better.
He's
now.
Way better.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
And honestly, those guys are fun, too. After, like, a six-pack or 12 of beer.
Yeah.
We try to keep it a little more light when it's, you know, at the right time and place. I mean, when it's time to... When everyone puts their helmets on and we head down, we're serious, but... And during the week when we're doing our work, we're serious. But this, you know, we also have a lot of fun doing it.
No more.
And, you know, you can tell when it's a good environment because, like you said, every guy we've had on here,
yeah,
Blos, Borkenhagen, Moss, Jimmy Albertson, both these two guys, they've had their best results ever with this team.
Yeah, I don't really want to give you, like, a blowjob interview, but it's true.
Well, it's just, it's true.
I mean, it really is.
And it's not just me. You're not, because it's
Merlin.
It's the whole team.
Yeah.
I'm not Merlin.
You're not Merlin?
I'm not Merlin. I'm just... I'm a cog in the wheel.
All right.
That's
and
all.
And then your ask pin column been pretty weak lately. Not getting good questions. Like your questions.
Well, how
have been
is it weak? See,
your questions have been weak.
People want me to just railroad people all the time.
Yeah.
I lit into some dude named Greg the last week who deserved it. The guy about booing riders. Like.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
I set him on fire. Like I torched him and stomped him out.
I don't mean. I don't. I'm not talking.
What do you? Railroad. What do you want? You just want funny? Ha ha.
Yeah, more funny. Yeah, more ha ha. But the questions haven't been there to be ha ha ha. So.
Yeah, you kind of have to tee it up. Right. It's like a golf shot that's buried in the grass. What are you going to do?
And I guess you and I aren't going to be teaming up for any more races and stories.
No, we're supposed to be battling. We're...
Thank you.
Yeah.